Last year, we were discussing mausoleums, burying little mausoleums. We pointed out Rav Moshe's tshuva to Rabbi Muskin of Cleveland, the father of Rav Elazar Muskin of Israel of Century City, where Rav Moshe wrote the tshuva to, coming out very strongly against the use of mausoleums to, you know, build a certain structure above ground and have the coffin in there. And he felt that was a bittul of Kfura Bekarka. And Rabbi Muskin some time ago had told me that there was a story, the background of the tshuva that Rav Moshe wrote to him. So recently I called Rabbi Muskin to that he should remind me of these stories. And the story went the following, that Rabbi Muskin, the father of Rabbi Elazar Muskin, was a rabbi in Cleveland, and there was a individual there that the head of the mortuary who was wanted to build mausoleums on the cemetery, and the rabbanim were against it. Moshe wrote a tshuva to Rabbi Muskin, you know, articulating his view against the building of mausoleums. But this man continued to build the mausoleum. And the Rabbanim said, we're going to boycott. We're going to boycott the using of your mortuary. We're not going to be involved with you, etc. And this individual was upset with the Rabbanim, so decided he's going to sue them. And so one fine day, there's a lawyer that showed up by Rabbi Muskin's house in Cleveland. And he knocked on the door, rang the doorbell, whatever it was. And all of a sudden, they opened the door to see this lawyer coming in. His face was pale, white. What was it? That the second he came to the door, there was a big snake that appeared by the door, and he, mamish, was frightened. And they got somebody to remove the snake. In the end, it wasn't poisonous, but it frightened him so much that he decided not to start up with the Rabbanim anymore, and that how the whole thing was resolved. So that was the story that Rabbi Muskin had told me. Okay, a little bit about Avelis on Purim. So it's interesting to note that in the Shulchan Aruch there seems to be a stira regarding Avelis on Purim. The Rambam Shita in Perkir Aleph, in Hilchas Avelis, is Nogim Behem Kol Divrei Avelis. That all Avelis is Noheg on Purim. And that's how the Shulchan Aruch brings it over in Tov Reish Tzadi Vav Siv Dalet. Kol Divrei Avelis, Nogim Kaneko Purim. However, the Shulchan Aruch in Yerodea seems to have a different opinion. Simon Tuf Aleph, Siv Zayin, Meisto Meis Kodem Purim, Upogobo Purim, Eino Mafsika Avelos, Mikomokum Eino Avelos Noigbo, Lo Biudalid, Lo Betezvav, Ela Dvam Shebetzina Noig. Only Dvam Shebetzina are Noig. So in contrast to what the Mechaber wrote in Or Chaim, where he says, like the Rambam, the Kol Divrei Avelis Noheg, in Yerodea he writes differently. The Shach wants to suggest that maybe in Or Chaim he's talking about Avelis Daraisa, when it's Yom Misa, Yom Kvura. So then it's a daraisa, so then everything is knowing, in contrast to here in Yeridaya, when it's referring to Mace Kodvulchen, so it wasn't the name was daraisa, so then only Dvarim Shebetzinna are knowing. We mentioned before the Dvar Shmuel, that maybe different parts of the Shulchan Aruch were written by different, you know, different Talmidim of Rav Yosef Karo, not necessarily by him himself, and, you know, but the Shach and other Mepharshim always try to be Miyashiv the steers. The Shulchan Aruch also quotes from Rabbi Aaron HaKohen Milunil, where he says that an Onen, who's normally Osir Bebasar, is a Purim is Mutter Bebasar V'yayin, the Lo'asi Esi D'yachid Avelus, V'dochi Esi D'rabim D'raisa L'smoch B'Purim. Because it's Divrei Kabbalah to be B'sameh on Purim, and that is a day that's brought down in Shulchan Aruch on Tafresh Tzadivav Siv Zayin, that Yesh Misha Omer Sha'onin Mutar Bebasav Yayin, etc. Rabbi Peretzky Zatzal, who was the Rashiva in Bokin and Yeshiva, he wrote a whole piece in his Sefer Ne'er Lamor, which is in the packet here, regarding Achilas Basar, you know, on Mesudas Purim, Shabbos and Yontif, he wrote. So he discusses this this Shita. And Rav Shach likes to say over from Rav Soloveitchik that he was once sitting Shiva on Purim, and people weren't coming to visit because they had a natural inclination not to Menachem Oval on Purim, and he was critical of that people didn't come to Menachem Oval on Purim. And then the question is, you know, what about, you know, Sudas Purim and things of that nature? In Nitei Gavriel, he discusses these topics, and here on page 13. The Purim Rebbeis Mutal Shtatev B'chol Asudos. So we know that we've discussed the different types of simchas. There's a simcha of Nisuin, which is the highest level of simcha. The lower levels of simcha, we said the Ashkenazim, prohibit all Sudas mitzvahs, all Yud Beis Chodesh, for the lower level simchas like Pidyon HaBen, Bris Milah, and these things are prohibited according to the Ramah. The Ramah prohibits, says, you know, being in a Sudas Mitzvah all Yud Beis Chodesh. But if it's talk beso, and the mechaber, as we pointed out, the chidah, the mechaber shita is that it's permissible. Only the Ramah has this minhag. But even the Ramah, he pointed out, the Ramah points out that b'toch beso is mutter l'shtatef. So that's what he writes over here. Purim b'beso mutter l'shtatef b'chol sudus.
Sorry.
Rather, a mitzvah lesav kol b'nei meso b'shvachto. But chutz l'beso osur leilech b'shum sudu k'shar yimos hashana. That's what the Nitte Gavriel says. However, the Nitte Gavriel does quote this is Shutz Kan Aron, which is brought here in the packet. It's not this Kan Aron of the Walking, a different Kan Aron. Rav Aaron, Rav Leo Halevi. So he says that he permits, he says, send a quote to the end of the footnote, Avelus Shloshim Yud Beis Chodesh La'ovim Le'imo L'gabi Purim Botel. Avelus Chai V'chol Mitzvahs, so therefore Mitzvah Simcha exists after Avelus Shloshim Yud Beis Chodesh, it's Batel, and that was the opinion of the of this Kan Aron. He writes that Tafka Avel Shiva. I'm leaving for this Kan Aron. Loshim Yud Beis Chadoshim Loviv Leimo Nira Shal Gavi Purim Havi Boto Ovel Chai B'chol Mitzvahs Murs B'Torah Chai Nira Tanim Sech Esmachos Al Kol Meisim Oso Leilach Beis HaSimcha Shloshim Yod Ovel Leimo Kod Yud Beis Chol Shom Kim Hoi Sud Hashem Mitzvah Sudas Purim Simchos Mitzvah and we saw and Rav Abadi also has told me similar ideas as well that, and the Rav Tzinner quotes here that he quotes him Mutter lo Avol tov Muhammad al Shlar Krov al Chas Loshim tov Yevechos Avi Veim Mutter lo Nagid Lagen beKlishir beKompurim even beKlishir is Mutter beKompurim Samech Achem Davi Simchas Mitzvah and I think Rav Avadi also discusses that Rav Aaron Akoyim Neil that it could be Doka. The Simcha de Rabim of Purim could be though Chaninus even, etc. So that would be a different view of how far, so the first view is to say that you'd have to stay home and it's like a low level Simcha which you could be Mutter B'toch Beso, according to the Ramah, who asks, maybe according to the Mechaber, he never asked a low level Sudas, not a Sudas Nesuin. And that's, And that's what he discusses here of Rav Tzinner regarding Simcha on Purim. And he writes there that his house is okay. And he even says that people coming to collect tzedakah, this is before he gets to this Kan Aron. I think not regarding this Kan Aron. He says even according to the other shita, people are coming to collect tzedakah, and even though they're coming with musical instruments, you can have them come into your house. Because again, but as Rav Tzinner says, according to this day, it's only toch beso. Okay. In terms of the yard side, there's a question whether are the Risha or are the Sheni. So normally we know we keep Purim on Adar Sheni, because to make the Mismach Gula Lagula, we want Purim to be near Pesach. But says the Truma Sedechen, that's only for Purim that you have the idea of Mismach Gula Lagula. But for your side, then if I can't, we should say Ein Mavir and Olam Mitzvahs and keep the first. And that's the opinion of Truma Sedechen, as Ramal quotes, and the Chabar has the Marivayel, Adar Sheni is the Iker Adar for the Yort side. The Vilna Gaon says both Adars, so different sheetahs. For Bar Mitzvahs, it's a different issue. You can discuss it with Mayor Finkelstein about the issue about when you should have a Bar Mitzvah on a leap year on Adar. We're not going to discuss that now. Okay, so these are various Yonim that I want to talk about, the mausoleums and some things about Purim. And then Bez Hashem will begin discussing Tumas Kahal.